From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Jeanine Pirro's campaign for the United States Senate in New York has been jinxed from the start. When the Westchester County District Attorney announced for the Republican nomination to run against Hillary Rodham Clinton, she produced one of the stranger silences in the annals of political announcements.
Hillary Clinton.
I'm sorry.
Pirro had misplaced a page, page 10. She proceeded to fumble through the pages that she did have, all of this live on cable television for an agonizing 30 seconds.
Do I have page 10?
And then, in what now seems like a microcosmic moment of her campaign, she just went to the next page and soldiered on.
Like so many New Yorkers, I am tired of the bickering that has tied.
Well, after several other odd twists to her campaign, this week the saga of Jeanine Pirro reached a new level of melodrama. First, a leading Republican in Albany called on her to quit the Senate race, and now it's reported by the New York Post that another Republican in on that effort is her husband. Chris Smith writes the City Politic column for New York Magazine, and Chris Smith, tell us first about this move to urge Jeanine Pirro not to run for the Senate.
Well, it really began publicly about a week ago when Joe Bruno, who's essentially the most powerful New York State Republican, especially with Governor George Pataki beginning his 2008 presidential campaign, said that he thought Jeanine Pirro was far better qualified to run for state attorney general, that she should drop her campaign for the Senate against Hillary Clinton and change races. That's the first public declaration of a sentiment that's been building on the New York State Republican side for some months, besides that misplaced speech page. She's had a lot of fundamental problems, like an inability to raise much campaign money. And yes, on Monday, the New York Post had a terrific story that one of the leaders of the effort to push Jeanine Pirro from the Senate campaign is her husband, Al Pirro, a wealthy real estate lawyer and Republican lobbyist.
And no ordinary political spouse, he.
Yeah, that capsule identification does not do Al Pirro justice. It's comic, it's tragic, however you want to characterize it, the trouble that Jeanine Pirro is having running for U.S. Senate this time around. She should have run for Senate in 2000. She would have run had not her husband been indicted on federal tax evasion charges. He was later convicted of those charges. And about 8 months before being indicted, it was revealed that Al Pirro had fathered a child with a woman who is not Jeanine Pirro, who is not his wife. So Jeanine Pirro's 2000 Senate campaign never happened. Here we are 5-6 years later. She's got a long uphill battle against Hillary Clinton, and her husband continues to be a gigantic albatross.
This is a woman who cuts a very, very confident figure, not just in the courtroom but on cable TV shows. She certainly seemed like a hot political commodity before she started running.
Certainly, and has been in New York Republican circles almost since she was elected Westchester County DA in 1993. She's prosecuted successfully a bunch of high-profile murder cases. She's been a pioneer in using internet stings, particularly against pedophiles and other sex crime predators. She's increased domestic violence prosecutions in Westchester. And, as you almost have to be as a Northeastern Republican, she's very much a moderate. So, you know, no matter the politics, kind of feel bad for her because here's a woman who's had a successful career entirely on her own merits, who's being dragged down in large part by the misdeeds and wishes of other people.
Chris Smith, who writes the City Politic column for New York Magazine, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
Thank you.